All right, people, let's deal with Mercury and Moon in Mula Nakshatra, Sagittarius, the one who belongs to the Butcher class, the destructive servant subset of Shudra. That's the Butcher class, meaning one who is a truth digger in this case. Mula's symbol is a bunch of roots tied together, if you remember from the Nakshatra playlist. The root investigator, dismantler of illusion for the sake of transformation. The deity is Niriti, goddess of dissolution and liberation through destruction. So it's the feminine force of bringing the truth forward, minus all the illusions and lies, like something like Mahakali, something like Kali Devi, Kali Mata. The planetary ruler is Ketu. Nakshatra is a fearless depth, crisis and rejuvenation. It can be very harsh. These people can come across as very harsh, very bluntly truth-telling, especially if Mercury is here, even in their profession. So in terms of profession, if you remember, Moon trades emotional connection for satisfaction and comfort. What is the difference between these two Vaishya planets? Mercury trades intellect, logic and communication for gain, social acceptance and mastery. What happens if it's Mercury is placed as Amatya Karaka in Mula Nakshatra as a Vaishya planet? Let's take the Moon first, okay? Moon in as Amatya Karaka in Mula. Second house, if it's placed in second house, meaning second house Sagittarius, meaning Scorpio ascendant. Trauma therapist or grief counselor, helping others to process loss and rebirth. Remember, it wants emotional connect. Family systems analyst, resolving generational or ancestral patterns. Nutritionist, healer, coach, addressing psychosomatic roots of imbalance. Very powerful one. Writer or public speaker, exposing emotional or social truths with compassion. Not so much compassion. Mula Nakshatra and Moon are quite harsh in their speech. Second house. Sixth house, service, conflict and institutional work. Hospital or rehabilitation counselor, guiding people through psychological trauma. Social worker or NGO director, addressing hidden abuse or addiction. Employee wellness or HR, reforming, managing post-crisis recovery. Counselor for grief. Grief counselors is good for Mula and Moon, because they have a tendency to absorb all kinds of negative stuff. They will get to the root of your emotional crisis. 10th house, it can make public healing activist, ethical wellness leader, reform psychologist or consciousness educator. Essentially, Moon in Mula will want to dig to the emotional roots. They can become very good counselors because they can pick up intuitive level what's going on with the other person. I'll see you in the next with Mercury in Mula.